What can you give me? After not working for several years due to health issues, God opened a door I hadn't expected. I accepted the part-time position and was in awe at how well my body was handling it. I knew God had sent me there and wanted to do a good job. Somewhere early on, I began to miss a step when the boss would ask, "What can you give me?" Instead of taking the time to ask the Lord, I began responding, "Whatever you need." Did you recognize what happened there? I stepped into God's place once again. I tried single-handedly to fill all the holes when Father was only asking me to cover a corner. I left him at the door he had opened and became a people pleaser once again. Before I realized I had left Father's side, I found myself locked into full time, 6 days a week, for 4 months. It was costly. It caused hardship on many personal relationships because I had no time or energy left to get together or even hold a meaningful telephone conversation. It caused a strain in my marriage because I came home empty after asking my husband to become the caregiver for our grandson, whose attitude had taken a turn for the worse. My home suffered from neglect. It took a serious toll on my body. I learned I could do more than I thought and less than I asked of it. If I had held on to Jesus' hand along the way, things would not have deteriorated the way they did. For everything, there is a season, a right time for every intention under heaven. Ecclesiastes 3:1. But we can't know the right time for action if we run ahead of our instructor. Slow down and ask him before you give yourself away.